A tentative move toward diplomacy over the confrontation with North Korea has begun, though that hardly means the tension is evaporating. North and South Korean officials opened talks yesterday. South Korea would like the talks to expand beyond Olympics chatter toward finding broader ways to lower tensions. But as just one sign of how fraught the situation remains, consider this. U.S. officials are quietly debating whether it's possible to mount a limited military strike against North Korean sites without igniting an all-out war. It's a piece by Wall Street Journal Executive Washington Editor Jerry Seib. Jerry, explain.
Well, there's two things going on right now, and they're sort of in conflict a little bit. So on the one hand, you had, in the last 24 hours, the beginning of conversations between North and South Korea for the first time in 2 years, in which the North Koreans seem to have agreed to send a contingent to the Olympic Games in South Korea. And the South Koreans at least started a conversation about other ways to lower military tensions on the peninsula. So there is a diplomatic opening. At the same time, I think there's a fair amount of skepticism in the U.S. and within the Trump administration about where that's going to lead, and some concern that this whole ploy by North Korea is an attempt to have diplomacy with South Korea as a way of driving a wedge between the U.S. and South Korea so the U.S. can't take any military action against North Korea because of its nuclear program. So there's a fair amount of skepticism. You have both those things unfolding at the same time, and that's, I think, the situation as it exists today.
What does North Korea think it can do with this this wedge that some folks talk about? That's not going to happen between Washington and Seoul.
Well, except it might already. You might have seen a little bit of it, what the North Koreans hope for in the decision by the South Koreans to ask the U.S. to put off, to delay regularly scheduled joint military exercises that were supposed to happen in early this year February, but that now have been delayed until after the Olympics. And I think what the North Koreans probably think they can do, or at least attempt, is to convince the South Koreans that the two Koreas, can lower tensions together, and the way to do that is to push the U.S. off at arm's length, particularly on military matters, and there may be some receptivity to that in South Korea. So the North Koreans have been very clear about this. Their first goal, and effectively, although they don't say it this way, effectively a precondition for having any negotiations with the U.S. over the North Korean nuclear program, is to have the U.S. first agree to stop conducting military exercises with South Korea and to stand down in terms of military profile in South Korea. And the U.S. says absolutely not. So maybe the North Koreans think they can get the same result by working through the South Koreans rather than through Washington.
Mm. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal Executive Washington Editor Jerry Seib. His piece is called Amid Signs of a Thaw in North Korea, Tensions Bubble Up. Explain, too, when we discuss the potential for military conflict here, the bloody nose theory.
Yeah. Well, this is just one example, and I don't know that anybody in the Trump administration has decided this is a feasible idea, but it's one that's on the table and it's been discussed, which is to calculate that you could launch a limited military strike against perhaps just one North Korean missile or nuclear facility or just a military facility in general after some provocative act by the North Koreans, simply to illustrate that we can reach out and hit you and hope or trust that a single strike, which is designed to prove a point, doesn't set off a much broader conflict, doesn't immediately produce the kind of full-scale reaction from North Korea that would lead to an all-out war on the Korean Peninsula. So give the North Koreans a bloody nose, not to start a war, but just to prove a point. The debate is it possible to do that? Is that a feasible strategy, or is it too risky? It's definitely risky because you don't want to, you don't want your limited strike for purposes of making a point to automatically turn into the all-out war you still hope to prevent.
You said too that the U.S. hasn't done the kind of logistics to prepare for a full-blown conflict.
I've talked to some people in the Pentagon, and you know, there's been a little bit of movement of personnel and materiel in recent months, but not much. If the U.S. were preparing for an all-out war, I think you would see steps you haven't seen yet. You would see movement of more men, women, and equipment to South Korea, for example, and to Guam nearby, and perhaps to Japan as well.
These talks between the North and the South, are they different this time?
It's that is a good question, and it's really hard to know. That depends a bit, I think, on what the North Korean calculation is about whether they have gone as far as they need to go in their nuclear and missile program. In other words, they've proven their point, and they can sort of stop being so provocative now because they've established they have a nuclear weapons capability. Also depends on the attitude of the relatively new South Korean regime, which came into office just a few months ago, and is much more open and eager for dialogue with the North than its predecessor was. And so you may have a situation in which the attitude of both North Korea and South Korea is different than the last time they tried this 2 years ago. So that's a big maybe in answer to your question. It may be different, but I think it's you have to sort of wait and see how this works out in coming weeks.
Thanks, Jerry. Wall Street Journal Executive Washington Editor Jerry Seibel.
Thanks for listening, and for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.